Hello, and welcome to your meditation practice as part of the Open Heart Project. My name is Susan Piver, and I am very, very happy to be able to sit with you in meditation. We'll sit together today for 15 minutes, not 10. And we may be joined by a cat. And the reason I want to sit for a little bit longer today is sort of in honor of the eighth step of the Noble Eightfold Path, which we're going to discuss in a moment. And also to just sort of celebrate that we have covered all eight of the steps in the Noble Eightfold Path as of today. And if you are just joining the Open Heart Project and have no idea what I'm talking about, or you missed the last three, no worries. You can start right here. There's nothing to catch up with, and it's totally fine. But in the last 8 weeks, we have been reviewing, as I say, each step in the Noble Eightfold Path. Kitty, what are you doing? Oh, are you very happy right now? Good. These are the eight steps outlined by the Buddha that will lead to enlightenment, aka liberation from suffering. The first seven are right view, right intention, right speech, right livelihood, right action, right effort, right mindfulness or concentration. And this week we'll talk about right absorption, which is called samadhi, S-A-M-A-D-H-I. And I can't really explain it because I don't understand it that well, but I'll tell you what I do know about it. And because it is about the quality of absorption, of resting with what is, I want to sit for a little bit longer today. So we can experience together what resting with what is. So what does right absorption mean? What does right samadhi mean? There are two qualities of the mind, let's say, according to Buddhist thought. The first quality is called mindfulness. And as we have all probably heard a million times, mindfulness is awesome. It helps you be healthy, it helps you be smarter, it helps you be more patient and nicer and so on. But what is meant by mindfulness? It actually is only half of what we practice in meditation. Mindfulness means focus, concentration, the ability to hone in on the object of our choosing and hold our attention there. Concentration, focus, precision, one-pointedness. And we cultivate that in our meditation practice by placing attention on breath. Breath, breath, breath. And in this way, we cultivate the quality of mindfulness. But that is only half, as I say, of what is involved in meditation, and also only half of what our mind is actually capable of, from one perspective. And the other half of what we do in meditation and of what our mind is capable of, and this will all relate to right absorption momentarily, is called awareness. So when we practice meditation, breath, 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 and so on, somehow, mysteriously, our awareness expands. We see more clearly. We see more. We see more detail. We see more connections. We have more insights. It seems that our sense perceptions become sharper. Our awareness deepens and expands. So these two things, mindfulness and awareness, are inseparable. We practice them in meditation. One is a kind of intentional placement, and the other is something that spontaneously arises. So right absorption could mean something like resting in the state of mindfulness awareness completely. So you don't only experience moments of mindfulness and moments of awareness. You are stabilized in the state of mindful awareness. And because of this, you are absorbed fully in what occurs. You are not distracted. You are not absent-minded. You don't see something that delights you and then get lost in the story of what it means. Nor do you see something that terrifies you and get lost in the story of why it is terrifying. Rather, you feel delight from what is delightful, and you feel terrified by what is terrifying, and you stay with it. You rest within your world. And you do not depart into discursiveness, ever. Now you know why I can't explain it. Because now you know why I don't understand it, because I can't do that. I am not in a state of right absorption. You know, sometimes I am, and sometimes you are too. So the conclusion that I will draw here, and then we'll sit for 15 minutes, is that with right view, intention, speech, livelihood, action, effort, concentration, they lead to the capacity for right absorption, which is synonymous with enlightenment. Complete engagement with what is the definition of enlightenment. So even though the world is crazy and awesome, opening to it fully has something very profound, at the very least, to do with liberation from suffering. So don't be afraid. Lean in to your world and your experience. I will do so right alongside you, and my cat will do his part. And we cultivate this the capacity to do so right now in the sitting practice of meditation. So here we go. Kitty, you are an excellent meditator. Look at you. Completely absorbed. Okay. So in our meditation practice, there are three things to be mindful of, or four if you count cats. But barring that, the first mindfulness, the first thing to be mindful of and aware of is our own body. So the practice starts by recognizing, oh, here I am in a body, and I'm going to take my seat to meditate. And the way you take your seat signals the beginning of practice. So we take our seats with a sense of dignity by sitting up straight, and a sense of stability by really feeling ourselves seated right here. Not seated here, but thinking about there, right here. So from the waist down, imagine that you have a root system that snakes into the earth and holds you in place completely, peacefully and steadily and solidly. And you draw nutrition up from the earth. Your legs can be crossed loosely in front of you if you're on the floor, or you sit, if you're in a chair, your feet are flat on the floor. And in either case, your hands can rest palms down on your legs. Let the hands just be relaxed. And feel that from your waist up, you blossom upward like a tree. And there's a sense of reaching up to the heavens while rooting down into the earth. The shoulders are relaxed. The chin is tucked a little bit, so the back of the neck is long. The mouth is closed because you don't have to talk. You can be silent. Breath comes in and out through the nose. And the eyes are open. And the gaze is cast down to a comfortable spot in front of you. And let the eyes be soft. Imagine that someone you love is holding their palm just above the crown of your head, and you want to feel the warmth of their touch, so you reach up a little bit. And this is mindfulness of body. The second mindfulness is of breath. So simply feel yourself breathing and allow your attention to come in on the inhale and flow out on the exhale. Imagine that the breath was a cradle of loving kindness, and you could place your mind in the cradle and let it rest there and be swayed in and out while being held lovingly by the breath. This is mindfulness of breath. Allow your thoughts to be as they are, meaning whatever's going on in there, no problem. It doesn't have to be peaceful or nice even, just blah, blah thoughts. But your attention is right here on the breath. And if you notice that you become absorbed in thought instead, like, oh, you forgot what you were doing, that's cool because you just woke up and saw what happened. So now you say to yourself silently, thinking, as a way of cutting your tie to that thought, cleanly and gently, let it go, and return your attention gently to the breath, and begin again. And it doesn't matter if your thoughts are beautiful or stupid or angry or genius. Irrelevant. Let go, come back, and begin again. And this is mindfulness of mind. So mindfulness of body, breath, and mind are the practice, and we'll sit together. Thank you so much for your practice.
Thank you too.
One more thing I would like to say about absorption is that it is not about efforting. We don't try to be absorbed. We allow ourselves to be absorbed. So it is very much connected to relaxation. I wish for you a week of tremendous relaxed absorption and joy, and I will see you next week.